Vayter and Shasfer and Dav Dalet, picking it up on the second line, last two words on the line, V'Amar Rava. We're on a V'Amar Ravathon, a bunch of different statements that he said, and we're now continuing on. This is going to be built off something which we saw at the very end of yesterday, but let's take a look. Hi, Tzurbi Rabbanan. They say Tzurbi Rabbanan means a young Torah scholar who's starting up. Dami Lefartzida de Tusekala. He's like the seed that's underneath the piece of dirt in the ground that we spoke about yesterday. The kibin the novat, novat, once it starts to grow, it grows. Rashi says once it starts to break out and to start become bigger and bigger, so then you notice and you see it. So too, a Talmud Chacham, once Yotze Shemo, Holich V'Gadol Amayla, once his name gets out, it starts to grow and grow. V'yomarav, Haitzer Merabonim Derasach, when a young Torah scholar gets angry, you should know that when he gets heated, he gets angry. Oraisehu Tekomar Sislei, it's the Torah which is making him angry. Whereas, and Shanem, as the pasuk says, "Halo cho devari ka'ishnu Hashem," is my word not like fire? So says Hashem. And Rashi explains, "Sheyesh lo rochav lev." He has more of an understanding mitoch Torah, because of the Torah, "Umesim lelivo yoser mishabin adam." He actually cares about things a lot more than the normally average person does, and therefore it causes him to be upset when things are not going the way that they should be going. But Kamash Malan, what do we learn from here? The Chayim Ludun al Kafskos, let's judge him favorably, because he's coming from the right place. Ke'esh, Rashi says, Shemechamim Kogufo, it lights up, it heats up the whole body. Vamar Avashi, called Tamil Chacham, Shemu Koshek, Kabarzal, any Tamil Chacham who's not strong like iron. We saw this in Sukkah. He's not very strong like iron. He's not really intense and holds on to his morals, his values. Inu Talmud Chacham, that's not considered Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ukepata Shifotzi Sela, like a hammer shatters a rock. So we see if someone goes and is involved with the Torah itself, it becomes like that hammer. Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Leravashi, Atun Mihosam Masni, Atun, you guys, Mihosam Masnisula, you learned it from there, from that pasuk. Anan Mihacham Masnisula, we learned it from the following pasuk. Dixiv Eretz Asher Avoneh Barzel, a land whose stones are like iron. Al Tikri Avoneh, El Doritas stones, El Boneh, it's builders. And it's talking about the Tamil Chachamim, because they're Mekaime Olam Bibinyanayu, by building, we build up the world through the learning of the Torah. Even though maybe, yes, the Torah goes ahead and causes a person to act and behave in such a way, we have to learn how to be work benachas, how to be chill. Because the pasuk says, remove anger from your heart. Next, the three people asked things which are inappropriate. They shouldn't have asked them. Rashi says, because of the fact this is going to get into the discussion about rain, that's why we bring it in over here. So they asked inappropriately. Two of them got responses that were good, were positive, were proper. But one ended up getting not such a great response. These are them. Eliezer Eved Avraham, Vishahul Ben Kish, Viftach Agiladi. These are the three. Eliezer Eved Avraham, what did Eliezer come and he said? He came along, what did he ask? He says, Dixiv, what mistake did he make? And the girl that comes in, I say, like, give me something to drink, and she gives me to drink, and the camels to drink. Then I'll know it's for this, for Yitzchak, and that's the one. That seems to be someone, even if she can't walk, she's a problem with her legs, or she's even blind. He didn't ask for any particular, said, whichever one does that, Heshiva Gehogan. Yet still, nonetheless, what happened was, it got Gehogan, and Rivka showed up. His nominal Rivka came. So he shouldn't have asked in such a way we could have something not good, but he did, and yet it came out positive. Shaul ben Kish, what happened over there? This is talking about the story of David and Golias. He said, the one that comes out and he's able to kill and go and kill Goliath, David and Goliath, right? It ends up being David. He says that then he's going to become rich. I'll make him rich as Shaul, and I'll give him my daughter. Yochel feel Evan feel a mamzer. Could have been even a mamzer. Heshiva Hogam is still worked out properly. If he's diamond lo David, David and Melch end up doing it. Yiftach Agiladi. What's the story of Yiftach? And the story in Shoftim. Really, really bad. Not such a great story. A horrible story. Yiftach went ahead. He went out to war, and he said when he comes back, or the first one that comes. When I come back after war, the first thing that comes out of my house, I'm going to go and give it as a carbon. Yochel afil davar matame, then it could have been even something which is tame. Rashi says a dog or a chazir or a pig. Shivo Shalok Olga, but ended up getting back her asats, which wasn't good. Nizdavna Lobito, his daughter came out. Dohainu Tekamalu Navi Yisrael, because his daughter came running out when he came back to war. And then he said, oh no, I have to give it as a carbon. And this generally is understood that he didn't actually sacrifice her, but she ended up not getting married. Some say actually she was sacrificed. What exactly that means? Behind the government of Novi Yisrael, Hatsari Ain Begilad, Imrofe Ain Sham. Is there no one here that could fix this issue? There's no doctor? Meaning, he's talking about the Navi at the time was Pinchas, and let him go to Pinchas. And Rashi says that each one didn't want to go to the other. One says, no, I'm too chashuv to go to him, let him come to me. And the other one says, no, I'm a shofet, he should come to me. And he said back, I'm a Navi, let him come to me. And they actually, both of them get the smackdown for behaving like that. But he still shouldn't have made that statement in the first place, and ended up being not good for him that he ended up making that statement. Okay, now let's take a look and see how it wasn't good. Uksiva shalot tzivisi v'lo dibarti v'lo osa libi. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Hashem says, when it comes to the idea of sacrificing kids, I didn't command such a thing, I didn't say such a thing, and it never came into my mind such a thing. Each one's talking about something else. So shalot tzivisi, Zebino shel Mesha Melech Moav. There's a king Melech Moav, and he gave his kid Mesha as a sacrifice to Hashem. Shenemar v'yikach his beno b'chor shel yimloch tachtov ha'elil ola. He brought it as a carbon ola. And Hashem said, I didn't command to do that. Vlo dibarti, I never spoke to do it. It's a yiftach. It's talking about yiftach when he gave over his daughter. I never said to do that. Vlo osal libi, I never came up in my mind to do such a thing. It's a yitzchak ben Avram. That's talking about yitzchak. Hashem never really wanted Avram to be shechted in the first place. I'm sorry, Yitzchak to be shechted in the first place. It was just to show the Malach HaMavis that really Avram would have done anything, and in the end, they never really wanted it to actually occur. Asher Amar Reb Rechia, Af Kenes Yisrael Shalosh Shalok Hogan. Even the Jewish people asked things that were inappropriate. Vakodesh Baruch Hu Shiva Kogan, but yet he answered them properly. Shenemar V'Neida Nirdufo L'Dasas Hashem. We should go know and let's seek out to know Hashem. K'Shachar Nachan Motzo. He's going forward is like the morning, like certain as the morning is. V'yovo kageshem lanu, and Hashem should come to us like the rain. So he's saying like Hashem should be like rain. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Biti, my daughter, atzo elos davar, you ask for something which sometimes people want, sometimes people don't want. The rain at the wrong time is a curse. I'm going to be to you something which is always desired. I'll be like tal, like do, which is something which is positive, which is something which you always want. Another thing we ask, which is inappropriate. Amr Lufanov, we said, Ribono shel olam, simeni kachosam alibecha, kachosam azarecha. Make me like a chosam, like a sign, like a sealed thing on your heart and on your arm. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Biti, my daughter. Atzo hasdavar shepam v'nir upam v'nira. On the arm is covered with clothing, and the heart is covered with clothing. Aval ani esel l'chdavar shenir l'olam. I'm going to make you something which is always seen. Shenemar hein al kapayim chakosich. I'm going to engrave you on my hands, and the hands are always seen. Rashi says another pshat, al kapayim means on the shemayim, means in the heavens, and it means on the kisei hakavod. I'm going to put you on the kisei hakavod, and that's why I'm always going to see you. Ein sholin is a good show. Whoa, 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 mim. Now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. All right, so quick overview about what we're about to see. We're about to see a throwback back to the Mishnah, quick throwback, and then another one which is going to lead us into the Gemara asking a question, and then we'll find four different answers. Rav Chista, Ula, Rav Yosef, and Rabbah. First one's going to get knocked off, which is going to bring us to Ula. And then that's number two. And then number three is going to send us back to Ula also after we knock that off. And number four is going to get knocked off and back to Ula as well. They're going to move into a psak. We're going to have a back and forth, some Q&A on the psak, a few different resolutions to that. And then we're going to end off with the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Golus in reference to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. So let's jump right in. So next part of Mishnah said that ain sholin es hageshamim, we don't go ahead and we don't ask for rain except for when it gets close to the season of rain. That was Rabbi Yehuda, I believe. And no, it's not. There's the next statement. Fine. The Gemara, the Mishnah itself says ain sholin es hageshamim elasamach ligeshamim. Now note the difference of lashon over here. Until now, we were talking about something known as maskirin, mentioning. Now we have the word sholin, which seems to be requesting. And we're going to jump into right now whether that means the same thing, meaning is sholin another way of saying like ask, even though normally shola means to ask or to request. Maybe in this context it means just mentioning, or are they actually two separate things? That's going to play a big role with what we're about to jump into right now. So let's take a look and see again. So we said, ain sholin, we don't go ahead and we don't ask for, well, the actual definition is ain sholin, we don't ask, but we're going to see in this context maybe a request for the rain, except for during the rainy season. Savru she'ila v'haskara chad milsi. At this stage, they imagine, they're under the impression that these are two, one and the same. Sholim and Maskirin are the same thing. They both mean to mention. Therefore, it's talking about Mashiva Ruach Amar Degesh. I'm not talking about saying Talamata Levracha. Now, the Gemara comes along and says, who is this? Mantana. Who exactly is the author of this Mishnah? Who says it's this statement? Amar Rav Rabbi Yeshua Hi. The Amar Mishas HaNechaso. Must be Rabbi Yeshua, who says at the time that you put down the Lulav, which is talking about day 8, and that's the time of the rainy season. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, I feel it to Rabbi Eliezer. You could even say it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because She'ilu L'chud, V'haskar L'chud. They're two separate times, one for the other. And then what's that? That when it says that you don't ain't sholin for rain, except for when it's rainy season, that's talking about saying Talamat L'Varacha. When it says that the idea of being of saying Mashiach Chomer D'Geshem, that's a different time. And therefore, we don't have a problem putting these as two separate things. V'gadamri, and some said it a little bit different. Lema, let's say, beep, turn the page. Dalad on my base. Lema Rabbi Shuhi, let's say it's Rabbi Yeshua. Dalad Mishas HaNechaso. Amarava feel Tim Rabbi Eliezer. You can even say Rabbi Eliezer. She'ilu l'chud v'askar l'chud. Because that which we thought are really one, no, we're going to say no, they're actually two separate things. They're not exactly the same thing. Okay, now, next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's Rabbi Yehuda. However, lifnei ha'teva, we said somebody goes and he becomes the shlich tzibor. So we said that when it comes to the first day of Pesach, then in Shachris, you say Mashiv Ruach Amar D'Geshem, but then in Musaf, you don't say it anymore. Okay, Uraminu says the Gemara, we got a bit of a problem with that. Because we know that we have a Braisa which comes along and says a little differently. And what does it say? It's actually a Mishnah. It says, Ad Masay Sholin as a Gishamim. Until when do you ask for rain? This meaning, when do you say V'sein Talamata Levracha? Rehuda Omer Ad Sheyavor Pesach. Until Pesach is over. But we just said a second ago, he says that he say Mashiv Ruach only in the first tefillah, only Veshachas, but not by Musaf. But over here, he seems to be saying Achi Yavor Pesach. That's going to be our questions based off. Let's finish off the point, though. Rabbi Meir Omer Achi Yavor Nisan, he says until the end of Nisan. Our question was on the first part again. Because on the one hand, you're saying Rabbi Yehuda says that you say Mashiv Ruach, you say Veshachas Talamot Levracha until Shachris of the first day, but by Musaf no more. And then you're done with it. And over here, he seems to be saying that we have the Mishnah says that you have to wait until the end of Pesach. Amar Rav Chista, this is going to be now the four answers. Answer number one, we knock off. We're going to move into Ula. Then answer, that's answer two. And then three and four, we're going to move back to Ula. Also, we're going to knock those off. Amar Rav Chista, lo kasha. Kan lishol, one of them is talking about, the Mishnah afterwards is talking about Saint Talamot of the Racha. And our Mishnah was talking about Kan Lahaskir, it's talking about Mashiv Ruach Amar D'Geshem. So it says stop at the first day, is talking about Mashiv Ruach Amar D'Geshem. And when it says you do the whole Pesach, that's talking about Saint Talamot of the Racha. Mishal Sha'ul V'Azil, Lahaskir B'Yom Tov Rishon, Pasuk. When it comes to requesting, you continue asking for it until the end of Pesach. When it comes to just being Maskir, saying Mashiv Ruach Amar D'Geshem, you stop that earlier. Amr Ula. Ula says, huh? Hadar of Chista, Kasha, Kichomitz the Shinaim, Kashan Leinayim. Kichomitz the Shinaim, Kashan Leinayim. That Rav Chista just said, that's like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes. In other words, it's really off what he just said, quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. Umaba Makam She'en was Shoel, Maskir. If you have a time when you don't ask for it, request for it, yet you do mention it. In other words, there's a time you say, Mashiv Ruach Amar D'Geshem. But you don't say, Saint Talamot al Racha, that's talking about Shmini Atzeres. That's when you started. But Malcolm Shishoel, Enu Din Shem Askir? Then, in the case where you go and you're actually requesting it, of course you're mentioning it. You wouldn't stop saying Mashiv Ruach and continue saying Saint Talamot al Racha. Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, we knock him off. Ella Amarul, he gives the second answer. Trey Tanoi Eli Rabbi Yehuda, two different Tanoim in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. One says Rabbi Yehuda says this, one says Rabbi Yehuda says that. One says that you finish the first day of Shachris, and one says that no. What is it that you go until the end of Pesach? Now we move to answer number three. Rav Yosef Amar, he gives an answer. He says, "My Anchi Avor Pesach." What did it mean when we brought that second Mishnah, which seems to contradict the first one? Remember, our Mishnah had said that you stop on the first day of Pesach by Shachris. That's it. And then we had another Mishnah number two, which says now you have to do it all Pesach. So now we explain. Rav Yosef says, "My Anchi Avor Pesach." What does it mean? Anchi Avor Shliach Tzibur Rishon Hayorid BeYom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. It means until the first Shliach Tzibur finishes of Shachris, of Pesach. Now they're both saying exactly the same things. Says the Gemara, Amar le'Abaye, She'ela b'yom tov mi'ika? Is there, what do you mean? Do we ever have She'ela in the first place? Do we request for things? Do we say the Saint Talamot HaLevracha on Yontif? It can't be talking about that because there is no She'ela, there's no Saint Talamot HaLevracha then. Amar le'Abaye, in, yes there is. Shol Meturgaman. The Meturgaman would do it. They used to have a custom that they had a Meturgaman, someone who was translating the tefillah. And when he would translate it, he would throw in a tefillah over there asking for rain. Rashi says, Bidrasha, Shehu Doresh Omer, Birchas She'ela Levada. He says the She'ela by itself on its own. So we do see that we actually request it. So V'chim Meturgaman is for the Mara. Really? V'chim Meturgaman is Shol Dover She'ela Tzarech Letzibor. Would it be, if it's not good for the Tzibor, would he be requesting it? Doesn't make sense. If it's good for them, let them say it. If it's not, then they don't say it. He shouldn't be saying it either. So we knock off this answer and we go back to Ula. It's Tre Tanai Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Amar, he comes and he tries an attempt at this answer as well to see how to fix up this stire. And this is our final attempt, although we're going to go back to Ula again. Mayachi over Pesach, what do you mean until over Pesach? Achi over Zaman Shchit is a Pesach. It means until you finish shechting the carbon Pesach. Oh, very good. And now it works out to be that everything's in line. The last fila, meaning of Mincha, right before Pesach, we say V'sein Talamot Levracha, and then we stop doing that. And then the first day of Pesach, we mention Mashavurucha Merida Geshem, and now everything's aligned, everything works beautifully. Says the Gemara, Uktilasa Kain Sofa. It's now showing us to see that even though, this is not a kasha, it's a continuation, even though we stopped requesting and asking for it, we still mention it. And the beginning, just like in the beginning, we start saying Mashav Ruach, even though we don't say V'sein Talamot HaLevracha yet. So at the end, we say Mashav Ruach, even though we don't say V'sein Talamot HaLevracha anymore. Right? So Matchilo, so Maske Afal Pishenu Shoel, even though, just like in the beginning, we start by saying Mashav Ruach, meaning Mashmini Atzeres, even though we don't say Mashav Ruach, V'sein Talamot HaLevracha until afterwards, Av Sofa, so to when we finish Maske, we should say, continue saying Mashav Ruach HaMar Degeshem for a little bit longer, Afal Pishenu Shoel, because we stopped the day before. Now we knock this off. Amalei Abai. I get the fact that there's a time when you should mention it without requesting it. It's like the buttering up stage. Haskara name ritzoi she'elahi. The haskara, the mentioning, is a ritzoi she'elahi. It's a pregame getting it ready to ask. Wow, Hashem is mashav ruach hamar geshem. We're getting that ready. And then, by the way, can we have rain? That makes sense. Elasofa, my ritzoi she'elahika. You stopped asking for rain. Are you going to still say, Hashem is the one who brings it? Doesn't make any sense to say that. Ela machvarta kedu ula. It makes more sense. Like we said all along, that it goes according to ula, and that is trei tanoi aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. And it's basically straight up a machlokas, the way they're understanding it, whether you stop doing it by the first tefillah, or you stop doing, or you do it the whole Pesach. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Yochanan. Now we get to the stage where we're going to have a halacha psak. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that we start being maskir the rain by musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Rav Yochanan really say that that's what we do? But tonight, but we're going to Mishnah, we're going to see later in Daf Yod. B'shlosha b'marcheshvan shol ha'nisagashamim. On the third of Marcheshvan, we start asking for rain. Rabban Gamliel omer b'shivabo. He says on the seventh. V'am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, halachik Rabban Gamliel. Halacha goes according to Rabban Gamliel. Interesting. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So over here, we see Rabbi Elazar saying halacha is Rabban Gamliel, that we start in the seventh of Cheshvan, and not on Shmini Atzeres, which is about 3 weeks earlier, right? So which one is it? So it seems clearly you can't be right. This is Amar Le'Yavasi goes back and says, huh? Gavar Karamis? What are you asking? Akasha, one person, the other? If Yochanan says halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, you're coming along and telling me that Rabbi Elazar argues. Shkoyach, he's a good meal. That's very nice, and he has his opinion. But the point is that I do say what I say, so we're fine. Iboy Seima, another way of understanding this is that really maybe they agree. Lo Kasha. Kan Lishol, Rabbi Elazar was talking about in terms of Lishal, in terms of the idea when he says that you say V'sein Talamotu Levracha. That comes later. Kan Lahaskir, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about saying Mashiv Yochanan Marigesh, in which case they're not arguing. I've am Rabbi Yochanan, but Makam Shol Maskir. He says they come together. Sholin and Maskirin come together. You don't have one without the other. So how does that work? And says, no, Ahula have Saka Itmar. That's only talking about when you finish. When you finish, you should finish together. You don't continue saying one without the other. You finish them at the same time. But in terms of starting, you can start one before the other, and everything's great. Really, is that true? Amar Rav Yochanan, Hischil Haskir, Maskil Lishol. When you start to mention, you should start to ask. Pasak mi Lishol, Posik la Haskir. If you stop from asking, from mentioning, you stop requesting. I'm sorry, if you stopped asking, then you stop mentioning. So they actually go together in the beginning and in the end. What are you talking about? Ela Lokasha. Halan Halahu. Rabbi Lazar was saying that we start saying this when? By Zion Cheshvan later, he said that applies to people that are living in Bavel. Those are people living in Bavel. Halon. By the way, whenever the Gemara says Halon, this is to us. It's talking about the people in Bavel. It says Talmud Bavli. So talking about in Bavel. Halahu means in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Rabbi Elazar is talking about Halon when he says you start later. That's in Bavel. Halahu in Rabbi Yochanan when he says you do by Shmini Atzeres is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is Poshet. Why? Because in Bavel they kept their crops out longer and therefore they didn't want the rain to come yet, so they started asking for it later. But in Eretz Yisrael they would gather the crops already, therefore they would start saying it. In fact, the Gemara, my shnali didan, why should this be any different? Why did we say that we push ours off? Why? Because the isli peri bedabra, because we have our fruit are still out in the field and we don't want it to get rained on. It's going to be bad. Rashi said, midbar klomer besados, it's out in the field. But Hunami, what about them in Eretz Yisrael? They still have what? Islu Oli Regalim. They have the people that are Oli Regal, and they're still out and about, and they've got to get home. So isn't it bad for them if the rain comes now? Isn't it better not to have that? So therefore, how do you answer it now? So it says Gemara, no, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Bisman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, and since there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have Oli the Regal. If there's no Oli the Regal, then the stuff is not in the fields anymore because you got it up. Therefore, we ask for rain right away. Says Gemara, whoa, you just changed the rules of the game. Hashadah says Dalchi, once you bring in those old concepts, Ha Vihalididhu. We don't have to be talking about Bavel altogether. We can say both of them are talking about Eretz Yisrael. V'lokasha, kancha b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Rabbi Elazar says you start later, is during the time that beis hamikdash was kayam, for the old of the record to get back. And kan b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, when Rabbi Yochanan came along and he said, that's why Shmini Atzeres, it's the saying when there is no beis hamikdash, and therefore you don't have Olei L'Regel. Period. Says the Gemara. Va'anad. Okay, so that's it. Those are the different answers that we have. Now the Gemara says, Va'anad Islay Trayomi. What about us that we're in Bavel and we owe 2 days? So which day of Shmini Atzeres do we actually start? Hechev Dinan. Which one do we do? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Mascha b'musaf. And you start on the musaf of the 8th day. Uposik b'mincha arvis v'shachas. And then you stop, you like reset it. You play it again, like the second day is also the 8th day. You stop and then you do it again. V'chozer b'musaf, and you start again doing it. Amalu Shmuel says to Rav, now hold on. Puku v'imrele la'aba. You go out and you go and tell him. Right? They were saying to this Talmidim, you go tell Rav. Acher she'asiso kodesh. You made it kodesh. Tasechol. You're going to go back and make it chol again? Doesn't make any sense. Elar Meshmuel. Shmuel says, mascha b'musafim u'b'mincha. Because now that you did mincha also, it's still that day. And then uposek arvis v'shachas. His kasha wasn't that you stop and then you started. He said, how could you split up one day as kodesh, part of its kodesh, part of its chol? You said musaf with it, you can't then stop by mincha. So he says you do by musaf and by mincha. Uposek arvis v'shachas. Then you stop and you do arvis v'shachas without it. V'chozer maschik b'musafin. Then you start up again on the 9th day by musaf. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Omer Aleph. Rav Amar gives a third one. Says, Kevich Hischel Shuvin Aposik. He says, no, once you start, you can't stop. V'chenim Rav Sheish Yisrael Rav Sheish says, Kevich Hischel Shuvin Aposik. Once you start, you can't stop. V'af Rav Hoderbein. And even Rav himself changed his mind when he said that you should stop and start it again. He himself also said, nah, you don't do such a thing. Where do we see that he actually changed his mind? The Omer of Chanana Omer Rav. Mona Eser Echad Yom. You count 21 days. It's talking about from Rosh Hashanah. You count 21 days. Kederuch Shemoneh Asara Yomim Mirosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim. Just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, meaning from the first day and not from the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Umaschil, and then you go and you start. V'kirim et Yehizchil, Shuvin Aposik. And once you started, You don't finish, you don't stop. So even Rav himself says that. The Hilchasa Kivanj Hiskel, Shuvin Oposik, the halacha is once you started, you don't stop. We started on the eighth day, and then you just go straight. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.